This is an abattoir in the western Danish city of Aarhus. A brown cow trips nervously as it's channeled down a walkway towards a metal halter which goes around its neck. It's about to be killed by devout Muslims, applying the Danish version of halal rules. After a silent prayer is said, the slaughter man points a stun gun at the animal's head. The carcass tumbles down a slide to a colleague who slashes its throat. Blood spurts half a meter into the air. This method has been used for years, but now the food minister, Dan Jorgensen, has closed a loophole under which religious minorities could seek special dispensation to carry out ritual slaughter without stunning.
It's important that we have a balance, of course, between religious freedom and animal welfare.
The change in the law has alienated Muslims in Denmark and in the Middle East, who see it as an assault on their traditional practices, even though a leading moderate imam, Khalil Jafar, has given his approval.
Sharia law, it has many schools, and that school has many scholars. Some scholars say it's allowed to use the stoning, and some others say, no, it is not allowed. So we are with the group who say, okay, you can slaughter with the stoning.
At a meeting with the food minister, Jewish and Muslim representatives were aggrieved that the government appeared to place animal rights above religious freedom. Finn Schwartz is the head of the Danish Jewish community.
I think that it's important to say that the life conditions for Jews is narrowed down.
Bjørnis Essebar is the spokesman for the pressure group Danish Halal.
It's important, it's a crucial thing for us to eat meat as we see it the right way to be slaughtered. We don't see the stunning as something that removes pain. We see actually the stunning as something that causes pain to the animal. That's why we want to slaughter without stunning. The European law said you can give dispensation to the religious minorities to slaughter as they see it right.
The food minister, Dan Jorgensen, is renowned for being tough on animal ethics.
What is more important, animal rights or religious freedom?
Well, religious freedom is a fundamental human right, and human rights are absolute. So that means that human rights are more important than animal ethic legislation, cultural legislation, whatever legislation.
If Denmark's small Jewish community is upset over restrictions on kosher slaughter, it's more concerned about the prospect of legislation outlawing circumcision, carried out on baby boys when they're just 8 days old. Momentum towards a ban is building. Professor Morten Frisch is an epidemiologist.
Circumcision is described in many different words, and one of them that has been used recently by the Danish general practitioners is genital mutilation. I think that's appropriate because mutilation means that you do harm to another person's body, and that is what we see here.
If we will have a ban on circumcision, then we are beyond the green line of having Judaism in Denmark.
Finn Schwartz, chairman of the Jewish community.
Because it's so important for the to identify yourself as a Jew, first of all, and to understand that Jews, through the circumcision, is a part of the people, the Jewish people.
Oh, that's the head squashed.
Yeah, so that's his left eye.
Daniel Petring and Margareta Rusin are looking at ultrasound images of their son, who's expected to be born any day now.
When performed properly, I believe that circumcision poses no health risk. That's also why I believe that it's within the parents' right to decide on behalf of the children whether it should be done or not.
Daniel and his partner aren't particularly religious and haven't yet made up their minds whether to circumcise or not. They expect their instincts will guide them when they have their newborn son in their arms. Malcolm Brabant, DW, Copenhagen.